Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in helping leaders and organizations crack their activation codes, finding the simple tweaks to enhance both performance and employee engagement. So much of my work these days in activating teams is all about activating change. In fact, my Activating Change workshop has become far and away my most in demand in recent months because, not sure if you've noticed, but change is kind of never ending. And leaders are becoming totally overwhelmed. They're carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders, and this is not great for anyone. In this program, I cover a lot of ground. We focus on how the nature of change has changed, and we learn and practice a set of tools designed to successfully lead our teams through change in a really agile way. Because the nature of change has changed, as have the expectations of our teams. And so how we lead through change must also change. But the final piece of the workshop is a conversation about what a leader's job actually is in the context of change, and just as importantly, what a leader's job is not. And whenever I deliver this final piece, most of the feedback I get is nonverbal. I watch faces and body language, and when I watch leaders recognize what actually isn't theirs to carry, I see smiles, I see thumbs go up, and shoulders settle down. Too many leaders are carrying too much right now when it comes to leading their teams through change. So if you're a leader at any level or even aspiring to be one, listen up. Let's talk about what it's your job to do, and critically, what is just not your responsibility. So first, it is your job to offer vision, but it is not your job to know the whole roadmap. When I started learning about change management in the earliest days of my career, there was an assumption that the role of the leader was to claim a vision and then build the detailed plan to get there. Then, and only then, would the leader begin communicating to their team. Today, though, the reality has shifted. Leaders are implementing changes in a super complex world, filled with Gen AI and hybrid workforces and DEI and ESG, and it's no longer possible to believe that a single leader has what it takes to build the smartest plan alone. Great change leaders today are the ones recognizing their role is to declare a vision, to point toward a North Star and say, that's where we're headed, but let's work together to build the best plan to get us there. Vision, by the way, isn't just for the senior-most leader to have. Setting vision cascades down to frontline leaders too. Like, if, for example, your company has announced that it wants to develop a new product line, like that's the big vision, what then becomes the vision for your team? Maybe for your team, it's about learning a new technology, or researching a new market, or acquiring new talent to fill capability gaps, all in service of that big vision. Whatever level you're sitting at or aspire to sit at, start with just a clear direction, but let the conversation begin before you have figured out all the steps. Next, it is your job to demonstrate empathy, but it is not your job to ensure everyone's happiness. There's a lot of talk today about the importance of empathy, and some leaders are confusing that with the need to ensure that everyone's happy. The reality is, hard decisions are a part of doing business. And as a leader, it's not your job to avoid or to try to hide the hard. It's your job to be kind and thoughtful about how you manage to implement it. Maybe your organization has announced layoffs, which is literally no one's favorite thing. As a leader, you know your team won't like it, but it's not your job to spread whipped cream on top of a hard choice. Instead of either pretending it's great news or just avoiding it so as not to hurt feelings, start by putting yourself in your team's shoes and ask yourself, what might they need to hear from you? Then communicate in a way that says, a hard thing is coming, and I know it's hard. But here's what I think you might be wondering about or feeling concerned about, and here's how I plan to support you. With layoffs, you might say, for those who will move on, here are some resources to help you find your next role. For those remaining, here's how I'll be reshuffling priorities to ensure nobody's workload explodes. When we communicate hard things in a way that acknowledges the hard things, that shows our team we're considering and addressing their needs, this is how we get change right. Next, it is your job to help find resources. It is not your job to be anyone's therapist. Again, some changes are hard, and your team may have a strong emotional reaction to a direction or decision. Being empathetic is key, but don't let this bleed into your becoming an accidental therapist. If someone is really struggling, then help them navigate resources your company might offer. A health benefit, an online coach, or even access to a LinkedIn learning course designed to help them build a plan or learn a skill. The line can feel gray at times, so trust your gut here, but do not delve into therapy. Next, it is your job to be transparent, but it's not your job to have all the answers. I see some leaders get overwhelmed by change because they never have answers to all the questions coming their way. So please understand, nobody expects you to. Your job is to hear their questions, to acknowledge them, to answer what you can, or tell them, I do have that information, but I can't share it yet. And sometimes it's simply to say, great question. I don't know yet, but I will circle back as soon as I do, and then circle back. And when you have nothing to say, say that. No news is good news is one of the worst bumper stickers I have ever seen. No news is actually scary, and people create their own stories. So just keep your teams posted and hold yourself accountable to following up. And finally, it is your job to stand behind decisions. It's not your job to agree with every decision. The truth is, you're not going to like every decision that's made. You may hate the layoffs or the new product strategy or the new patient engagement survey. But as a leader, at any level, the worst thing you can do is tell your team this. It is super damaging to say something like, hey team, I know this really sucks, but we got to do it anyway. If you don't love a decision, at least make sure you understand it. And if you simply cannot get behind it, like a choice has been made that pinches your integrity, then you may need to step away. Don't pretend to love something, but do show respect to the choice that's been made. There's plenty more to understand about leading change today, but hopefully these five principles give you a clear starting place. Just wondering, is there anything you're now feeling ready to give up or let go of? I would love to hear about it. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com if your organization is looking to crack its activation code, dialing up performance and employee engagement. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin, and Cameron Lacey is our marketing contractor.